There used to be certain prescribed memorials for the dead, a tombstone, an urn, maybe even an ornate family crypt. But these days, technology allows people to create a more personal remembrance. In graveyards across the country, it's possible to find tombstones etched with color photographs. And now, a cemetery in Hollywood has moved memorials into the digital age. From Los Angeles, Chris Richard has more.
Hollywood Forever Cemetery feels like the set for a graveyard scene in a movie. Tombstones, some of them leaning slightly, clutter the grounds. A stray dog skulks at the edge of the graveyard. Water lies in pools under a wintry sky. This is the place where, in the golden age of Hollywood, the movie business buried its royalty. Rudolph Valentino is buried here. So are Tyrone Power, Douglas Fairbanks Sr. and Jr., Cecil B. DeMille. But these days, a lot of the show business at Hollywood Forever features people who were never famous in life.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you listen to this, you will hear the voices of your ever-loving mother and your dear father, normally known as Mom and Dad.
Scattered around the cemetery, computers camouflaged in fiberglass boulders can call up messages from people, like this one from Dorothy Schaefer. The digital memorials, more than 6,000 of them, include family snapshots, videotaped interviews, genealogical records. To Los Angeles resident Jack Sully, it's the perfect way to pay tribute to his wife, Mary Anna. He wants to create a digital memorial showcasing her talent as an artist and a spiritualist.
I want her work to go on. I want people to know who she was and how she lived.
And you don't have to visit the cemetery to see the memorials. Friends and family can access them at the Hollywood Forever website. Tyler Cassidy owns the cemetery. The online memorials, which can go for as much as $4,200, are part of Cassidy's plan to make a profit. They're also bringing the cemetery a lot of attention on the internet.
We can get anywhere from 60 to 100,000 hits a week, and we do track those. Not as many as you would think go to see the celebrities.
Cassidy's family has been in the cemetery business for two generations. He originally wanted to be a novelist. Now, he sees the online memorials as a kind of American journal, ranging from the reminiscences of grandmotherly ladies to a performance by Bianca Halsted, lead singer of the rock band Betty Blowtorch. Halsted died in an automobile accident recently. Her digital memorial includes a eulogy by her father.
She loved rock and roll music and hung out in clubs, listening to her favorite bands. As she said in the song, Big Hair, Broken Heart, she was a groupie whore.
This being Hollywood, the cemetery has its own media consultant. Joe Sihe says the memorials are a good fit for California.
What we're really trying to do is allow people to feel more comfortable creating their own rituals and deciding how they want to memorialize. And Californians definitely feel more comfortable making their own independent decisions regarding that.
Cemetery owner Cassidy hopes that what goes in California also works for the rest of the country. He's offering the service through four affiliated cemeteries in the Midwest. And the rest of the funeral industry certainly is also showing interest. At a trade show last year, half a dozen new companies were offering online memorial technology. For NPR News, I'm Chris Richard in Hollywood.